All right. So today we have a guest speaker on that I will introduce in a moment. Before I do, I just want to make sure you guys know about our resources. So if you go back, you can watch the replay of Leanne's talk on beautiful money. You can see it there on the screen. And she's also got under the resource tab meditation on creating beautiful money. So make sure to go back and use those. Week four of the mastermind, we always talk about money story or creating income. It's also the fourth step in my four-step process to success. So step number three is creating your financial action plan. And step number four is bringing in the sales. So doing a launch and creating income. I love income on demand. I love multiple income streams. If you need any help with either of those, let me know. So you have access to this. It's just back in the recordings. That's the guest speaker, Leanne Jacobs. And then under the resource tab, you can find her meditation. So there it is. You just click on that. And then I also wanted to show you, you've got access to these worksheets. So they are in here. That's the course. So you have access to my course. And then under step three, you've got worksheets, which you will see here. And this just helps you re-identify your money story and goes through the steps, ask questions so that you can create your financial action plan. And it does not have to be fancy, but it has to be clear and defined. I love working with monthly revenue. So there's, you've got actually two worksheets. You've got step three and step four. And then there's also, let me show you here. So you've got step three. So here you have lots of different resources and you can watch the videos on launching, leverage income, all sorts of stuff in the online course there. And if you haven't already, you can download the app, the Kajabi app. Much easier to just access everything on your phone. And I'm going to have Linda jumping on here any minute. So I'm just chatting until she jumps on. And yeah, download the Kajabi app because then you can just access everything from your phone. It's kind of annoying to have to sign in every time and go find it. So the Kajabi app, is blue. You probably can't see it there. Anyway, it's blue, K-A-J-A-B-I. And then you'll have access to my online courses. And then I'm going to switch over to Linda here. So I'm going to tell you a little story before she gets on. Linda is actually the first person that I hired with to, let me back it up there. So it was New Year's Eve, 2014. And I was goal setting. I was like, you know, deep in that growth mindset. And she was using, I think, Facebook ads or something. So this is a long time ago. And she was advertising, what was it? It was a mastermind that she was hosting live on New Year's Eve, actually. So instead of going out, I went to her live mastermind. And I loved everything. She sent out a workbook. I probably still have it. So yeah, she was doing this like click sales funnels way back in the day. And I signed up and I watched the mastermind and then I had a call with her. So this is like a sales system, right? She did an ad, got me into the mastermind, pumped me over to a free sales call. And then I ended up coaching with her and I ended up paying her $500 a month. And at the time, I didn't know if I was going to quit my business. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was spiritual at the time, but I wasn't aware of how in tune I was. That was kind of like, I was, you know, working as a dietitian. I was very much like in the lifestyle of workaholic and like very masculine driven. So yeah, I definitely needed what she had to offer. And I signed up and it was 90 days. And in that 90 days, I took my business online and full time. So she helped me focus in on what I actually wanted. And that was to keep my business. I didn't want to quit my business. So yeah, forever grateful for Linda. And I'm excited to have her on here. So yeah, she is was a huge part in why I still have my business. Is she helped me identify in those 90 days what it is that I actually wanted, which was to keep my business, move it online, have a signature offer. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
I'm recording, and okay, I'm just explaining how I know you, and you can watch back the recording later after we chat. But basically, I was just telling everybody that you are the reason I did not quit my business in 2013 or 14. And I, instead of quitting my business, I actually focused in and I took it online full time with the signature program. And you really helped me focus in on what I actually wanted, which was that. Because when we started working together, I didn't know what I wanted. I thought maybe I wanted to quit my business because it was stressing me out. So yeah, I've explained exactly how we know each other, and I have your website up here on the screen, and I'm just like, my whole heart is just so happy right now. It's like back to when we were working together, and I don't know if you remember, but it was, you had an ad or something up for a mastermind that was on New Year's Eve.
Yes, a manifestation mastermind.
Yes. And then you gave us a workbook. And so I'm sitting there on New Year's Eve doing it. I don't know if it was live or recorded.
It was live.
And then you like got me on a free clarity call. And then we started working together. I was paying you $500 a month and we were working together and for 90 days. And anyways, I remember it. And I'm so excited to have you here. And so this recording will be for business owners that are like you and I. We're tapped into the spiritual world, and we're also, we've run our businesses online. And so basically this recording will be provided for people just like you and I that are business owners wanting to just stay in the zone. And I want, what I want from you is a story or a reminder, because it's always helpful when we hear other people talking about that feeling of when you feel abundant. I have that podcast, The Abundant Health Coach. It's that feeling when you finally made it in your business and you're not worried about where the money's coming from, or you're not stressing out or trying to grasp at sales. So that's what I would love to hear from you. And yeah, we have 15 minutes together here.
Amazing. Well, one, I'm so honored and excited to be here. I feel like there's always magic when you and I connect. And for anyone who's tuning into this, Steph is pure bliss, pure magic. So you guys are in such good hands, and I'm so excited for the journey that she is leading you on. And I'm so honored and excited to be here. So I know our time is short, so I'll dive right in. So let me know how this feels for you, Steph, too. But I thought as I share my story of my journey, I'm gonna unlock a few nuggets that I had in my journey in entrepreneurship that I'm hoping will give somebody an aha, an inspiration, a nudge, and unlock something that they need. So I feel like to do that, I'm gonna take you back to the beginning. Don't worry, I won't go into all of the details, but going back, I started in the online world in entrepreneurship and having my own business back in 2010 when I made the decision to leave the corporate world. And I remember the moment I had this awakening. I'm at a PR firm, for anyone who's been in the corporate world or maybe in the PR world, and at a PR firm, and my office was across from the president was here and the CEO right next to her. I feel like that was just divinely timed that I had that office right across from them. And I'm sitting there, and this is before kids, before getting married. I'm in my 20s, feeling free as a bird. And I had this moment of, I don't feel in my heart that what is in store for me in the next 5 to 10 years is in alignment. I just felt like I couldn't see myself in their position. And you know how I knew, and if anyone's in this position, you'll know this too, is when you feel into anything in your business, if your body, when you think of that thing, if it starts to constrict, to me, that's a signal that is my spirit communicating through my body that it is out of alignment. Whereas if you feel expansive and open, that's a sign that you're on path. So when I looked ahead, I was like, I can't do this. Everything in my body constricted. And so at that time, at that age, I was really blessed with, I guess, being so open and maybe a little naive, I don't know, in the journey. But just like that, I decided to leave the corporate world and I stepped into entrepreneurship. And so I went back, got a lot of designations, and entered the world officially in 2011 with my business as a holistic wellness practitioner. And what I want to take you guys through today and the time that we have is how I embarked on that journey where I literally, Steph, I felt like someone threw me in the ocean and I'm like, where is my life jacket? Like, what do I do? How do I go from there to where I am today? And where I am today is I run my business fully online, virtually. I have gone through many trials and tribulations along the way, which I'll share with you all. But I've gone to this place where I have two boys. I get to run my day as I wish. I do the drop-offs. I do the pickups. I do the activities. I do the volunteering. I have a deeper income. So one of my biggest pieces when you and I connected, Steph, way back when, is I was so much about impact, income, and freedom, and how do I embody that? And that's what I feel like I've done with my business today, is to create the impact that I want in this world, to create the freedom that I wanted to unlock in my life for my family, for me, and to create the income that really reflected the service that I was doing in this world. And so today, through my business, I support others to really, and I see you have it up there, to really unlock their magic, awaken transformation, release blocks to step into their highest timeline, their deepest potential. So I was reflecting on this because I really wanted to be of as deep service as I can. So I wrote down a few things so I could focus in on some of the nuggets. And so one of the ones that I learned really, really early on is if you try to help everyone, you end up helping no one. And what happened for me is I had all these designations. I was a holistic nutritionist. I was a life coach. I was energy healer. I had all of these things. And I said, well, if I've got all this, I'm going to do all of this, because I was coming from a place of scarcity. I didn't want to leave anything out. And so what I've learned is this. You absolutely want to have multiple income streams in your online business. So it's amazing for everybody who's here that they're trying to expand that. That's absolutely necessary. But the difference is you want everything to feel really aligned. And so for me, I was trying to do all of these streams and I was diluting my energy. I wasn't showing up in the way that I wanted to. So going back to that contrast, that constriction, and that expansion, whatever you add into your business, know that you have a gift that is uniquely for you. Spirit, that nudge that you got, that download that you got, that seed that you got, that was divinely planted. So don't be afraid to release what doesn't feel good anymore in your business. So whether you're starting off or whether you've been in here for 10, 20, 30 years, do not be afraid to give space for what really feels aligned. And I remember a couple years ago now, I decided to make another shift in my business. And I had all these programs I had created. I had all of these passive income streams, but they didn't align with where I was in my journey. And it didn't serve who I really wanted to serve. And I knew, because every time I would have a call about some of those other projects, I would kind of feel this dread. I'd be like, oh, my energy wasn't aligned with it. And Steph, the moment that I said, you know what, I am going to trust that I have this nudge for a divine reason, and I trusted and I moved from a place of abundance instead of scarcity, I let all of those programs grow. The moment I did just like that, my business went from Canada to US to Europe. So it was this energetic shift. So abundance to me, when I sink into it, is, and the biggest nugget is, do not be afraid of really honing in on how you want to show up. And when you come into alignment with that, you now start to create aligned income streams. So have multiple income streams, but don't feel like you have to do it all. Do the things that feel alive. So don't be afraid to say no to certain projects, certain things if they don't sit well with you. And as soon as you do that, you shift into an abundant mindset.
Something on that too that I love is like you can, you know, all the hard work that we've set up in the past to have these income streams, like those can still run, but focus, like, you know, focus where that's at. And those will actually grow because mm-hmm. of this alignment, which is like, I've witnessed that, right? It's like
100%
here. And it doesn't mean I have to close down those carts or close down those income streams. They can grow. I'm just not putting my attention there like I was in the past. So
exactly. You're shifting your focus. And the only reason, just so everyone knows, why I close those down is I was doing a full shift. So I was releasing a lot of parts that I no longer wanted active. So definitely you can have all of those run and work for you, and you just shift your energy to what really feels aligned.
Mm-hmm. And I like it. I like that I'm in that stage still. And I wouldn't be surprised if in 1 or 2 years I do that pivot of what you did, right? Like they're still running. I could totally see myself at some point just like chopping them off and focusing here, like in the next couple of years. So
exciting. Yeah. And actually that goes like beautifully, what you said goes right into my another nugget that I want to share is to know that nothing is a failure. Nothing is ever a failure. It is a pivot. It is a redirection. And when we start to shift our energy to, instead of saying, oh, I wasted time on this, or oh, that didn't really give me the return that I had hoped, we start to shift our energy into thinking everything is growth and everything is just getting me more clear and more aligned. We now adopt what I call wealth energetics. We start to adopt this abundant mindset that everything I'm putting out is going to bring something to me. And by even that simple shift of knowing nothing is a failure, everything's a redirection, a pivot, and it is moving me deeper, you now have adopted through your wiring, through your energetic wiring, an abundance, or you're deepening your wealth energetics. And when you do that, even that alone will start to shift. And that was a big piece. Sometimes I would think, spent so many hours doing this and it didn't really give me the return that I hoped. When I start to shift my mindset and my energy to really adopt, wait a minute, what was the growth in that? What was the gift in that? What was the blessing in that? And I started to embody abundance. That really made a difference. So this isn't something I was planning on talking on, but I just feel the nudge right now is the way that I view your business and manifesting abundance in the business. Is it okay if I go there for a sec, Steph?
Yeah.
Is to think of it like this. The universe is one massive algorithm. So just like you go on social media, you check me out on the website, you put something into Google, into Instagram, and you're like, financial freedom. Whatever you put in, you've now sent a message to Instagram's algorithm that you want to know things about financial freedom. So that universe, that algorithm will spit that back out at you. And on your feed, you'll start to see things that are all about financial freedom. Well, manifesting abundance in your business is no different. Think of it like this. The language of the universe is energy. It is energy, frequency, vibration. How you activate that energy, it all comes down to the feeling that you hold in your body. And what I mean by that is if you're moving through your business before it even shows up on the physical, if you just start to feel in everything that you do, the abundance, the empowerment, the trust, if you start to feel into that, even before you may see it financially, what you're doing is you're sending out a signal to the universe like, hey, universe, this is my aura. This is what I want. And it's going to start to bring you people, places, opportunities, nudges, divine inspiration that match that. So what I always say is, actually, I guess this goes into one of my other nuggets, is do not feel that you have to have a certain amount of experience in order to manifest 10K a month, 20K a month, 30K a month, whatever it is. Do not feel like you have to be at a certain place in your business to manifest. Do not feel like, hey, I'm just a mom at home. I don't know if I can do this. When you start to embody on a deep level that feeling of abundance before it may even show up, that's when I felt for me and my business that I really unlocked new levels. I don't know if you felt that too, but that was a big piece of me, not holding back and not settling because I felt like I needed to be a certain age or have a certain amount or do this. It's that whole idea of just embodying it before it comes. And one exercise that you could do in your business is let everything you do feel abundant. Even those like little tasks that you feel like, oh, I don't want to do it. Let yourself find the joy in it. Let yourself find the abundance in it. Because when you tap into that energy, instead of dreading it or feeling like, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if this is me, when you start to tap into joy, tap into playfulness, tap into abundance, you start to unlock channels that will literally signal to the universe, hey, she's ready, hey, he's ready. So boom, there you go. So that was another big piece for me, is just really filling it up. And you can do that, like you said, through podcasts, through audios, through movement. Movement is huge, just discharging all the fears, all the worries, all the anxiety. That's another big piece for me. And then I know we're already like almost there. Can I share one more?
Yeah, no rush. I've got time after this if you do. Keep going.
Yep. Amazing. So I know, I'm like, I had these notes and then I'm all of a sudden guiding spirit is like, say this, say that. But yes, so leverage, collaboration, community, what all of you are doing now through Steph's program. Do not feel like you need to figure it out on your own or you need to do it on your own. And do not be afraid to ask, like, there's somebody doing what I really love. Don't be afraid to just throw it out there and say, hey, like, I'm so inspired with what you've created. You know, can I have some time? Can we chat? So the leverage. So leverage for me in my business, it did come through affiliate programs. It did come through creating programs that you've created once that bring in passive income. And I do have multiple streams of revenue right now. If you go on my site, I have things that I'm creating right now that are going to launch. So that's why if you go on, you might just see some of my private sessions, but courses for me. So anything that's going to allow you to really leverage your time. So in my business, when I moved through from sinking into that stream of where I was like, I'm in the ocean, I need a life jacket, I built it up by having one-on-one sessions. And then I got to the place where I said, I can't sustain this any longer. I'm starting to burn out in my energy. Then I start to add in residual income streams. And then from there, workshops and webinars and everything started to build. So when you're looking at expanding your business, I am definitely a big believer in anything you can leverage, whether this is a collaboration with someone, whether this is an affiliate program, whether this is something that you are creating in digital marketing, whether it is a course, whatever it is. And how you'll know too is you'll get a little download that comes in and trust that nudge. So that download that you get in where you're like, ooh, I have an idea. It does not mean that every single idea you have to bring into the physical world, but it does lead you to something. It was divinely planted. Whether that notion is going to lead you to something else, or whether that means, hey, let's hold this for another time, know that that is divinely guided for you. So leverage, collaboration, ask and it is given, as Abraham Hicks says, you know, do not be shy to reach out. And all of these things are what has expanded my business. And then I think the biggest thing of all that took me from one-on-ones in person to online, where US, Canada, Europe are all of in which I work in, to have the freedom to be with the family, to travel, to do the things, is at the end of the day, you are your brand. It doesn't matter if your account is faceless. It doesn't matter if you have a staff. It doesn't matter if, you, like in my case, I am the face of it all. At the end, this business has energy. It's a living, breathing body. And so the biggest thing, if I could say for me, it trumps all, is I had to nourish my energy, my mind, my container, my vessel, so that if I felt at ease, if I felt abundant, if I felt that I was in a good space energetically, everything else that outpoured from that just expanded. And what I mean by that is, I always say you want to operate from a place of overspill. So when you're creating and you're in that creative energy, a lot of times the old way may have been like, let's effort it, let's hustle it, let's grind it out. But what I find is if I'm taking care of my energy by whatever it might be, for me, it's movement, it's shaking off, it's discharging, it's nourishing my body, it's making sure I have time for play in my day, it's doing things in the community, whatever feels good for you. When you make that a business priority of taking care of your body and being, that energy will translate to what you do. So then when you go into action, don't get me wrong, I still work in a lot of energy. Like, I'm still moving and pouring in, but it feels different. It's now inspired action. It's not this force, it's this flow. So what I always say is, do whatever you can to take care of you, because at the end of the day, your energy will translate into your business. And whenever you can get your energy, if you look at a scale, if you can get your energy into a place of neutrality or higher, you're now manifesting more. And alongside that, this is something I was actually going to share. I just got this download right before we came on. And here's the thing. When you're trying to increase your income, a part of your body's energy, it is meant to keep you safe. On an energetic deep level, your body wants to keep you safe. One way in which it does that is it wants to keep you stuck in what's familiar. So if you're expanding your business, you say, I want to double my income this month. I want to add on an extra source of revenue. I want to dive into this collaboration. When you start to look at it, if any part of your body starts to go into fear of, I don't think I can do that, that feels like too big of a jump, like, I don't know if that's for me, I want you to try this. Go into the vision. So let's say it's doubling your income this month. Go into the vision. And when you start to feel into it, so you imagine, what would it look like to double my income? And you start to feel it. When that voice comes up that says, no, don't go there. Don't go there, Steph. Don't go there, Linda. Like, stay here. Stay put, because this is familiar. And expansion is new. And expansion feels scary. Breathe. Breathe through that vision. And hold it. Hold that vision in your mind. So you can imagine yourself, whether it's clients coming in, whether it's money coming into your bank account, you envision it and you just start to breathe through it. And what you're going to do on a very deep level is you're going to start to tell your body, hey, guess what? This reality, it is safe. And when your nervous system starts to calm down, you open up your energetic channels to allow it to now come into reality with more ease and with more flow. So anything you want to imagine or envision, you hold the feeling and you breathe through any anxiety, any fear, any imposter syndrome, anything that comes up. Another way you could do this is, I like to hold that vision while I walk, because then I'm grounding and I'm discharging energy. So when you start to apply that, you hold the vision of what you want in your business and you start to breathe through it and ground into it, you're now signaling, hey, this is easy. Hey, this is safe. Hey, this is comfortable, before it even shows up on the physical. And then the manifestation will happen more quickly.
Which is why, like, listening to positive affirmations and stuff like that works, right? It's because it's that information is going and you're breathing and you're staying calm. I love it. What I really want to know, I've been thinking this. Okay, so I asked you specifically, you know, this is my group of people, could you talk on this? If I didn't tell you like who you were talking to and you tapped into like exactly where you're at right now, what are you doing? Like, I know I read the website you told us at the beginning, but like, where are you right now in like your zone? Like, what is it that you're helping people do, I guess?
Oh, good question. Okay.
Because I kind of warped you into, let's talk about income and you know, revenue streams and business, because that's what this mastermind's all about. If I didn't say that, yeah, where, like, or I guess
where would my mind go?
Yeah, well, when was the last time you were speaking or had a client, and what were you doing? Like,
yeah, so that's a great question. So what I do with clients, like where my energy is so excited about right now and feel so aligned, is I truly believe that every single one of us, we hold all of this magic within us to unlock our highest timeline, the money, the love, the health, all of it, to really be in an abundant space. And so what I do is I work with clients through my connection to spirit. I tap into their energy to see, where are your money blocks? Where are your love blocks? What is holding you back? And see, like, how that connects back. Oh, you have a money block because this was said to you back then. I actually get those visions. This was said to you back then, and that's where your body is holding it. So to take it back a notch, the what I share is everything you go through in life, good, bad, happy, sad, they all hold an energetic imprint. And anything that we go through in life, whether it was our voice, someone else's voice, anything, any feelings, any beliefs, anything that is unprocessed or that isn't serving us, that stays stuck in our energy and it blocks the flow. And so if it's blocking the flow, we're not in the creative, we're not in the abundance, we're not in all of our divine power. So what I do is I actually work with someone to see, where are you holding this energetic block? It's not about reliving it, it's about releasing it. So you can now come into alignment with more money, more love, more health, more abundance, whatever it may be. And how I do that too, so it's a combination of releasing it on an energetic level and receiving intuitive guidance to move them forward. So I may work with somebody and they're like, I want to build an empire, and we work on that. And I may work with someone and they're like, I want to find love, and we work on that. It may be all of the things, but it's really about releasing what is keeping you stuck from living in your highest timeline.
Do you use the Akashic Records or no?
No. So what I do is when I tap in, when you hear me say I tap in, I connect into, so it's me connecting into, like, getting permission from a client to tap into their energy. And what I tap into is what I call their spirit team. And to me, these are three bodies of energy. So one, it is that big universal energy, God, source, creator, spirit, divinity, whatever someone might resonate with that we all have access to. Two is spirit guides that are specifically assigned to you in this physical lifetime. And three are loved ones who have crossed over that you're connected to. So maybe there's somebody that you knew, or they're just connected to your family, like a great, great grandparent. So when I tap into this body of energy, I connect into your spirit team to see what's holding her back, him back. How do we release it? And what is it that she needs to go forward? So it's about releasing the block, activating your divine power, and manifesting into the physical what it is that you want. So it's the guidance, it's what they've shown me. And over all the years, so if you go back into my story, which I didn't share this part, I started officially training in this energetic spiritual space at 13, and I kept it all in the DL. I was like, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to be the woo-woo girl. I'm not going to be this. I'm not going to be that. Did the traditional route, university, post-grad, corporate world, and then the universe was like, we want to get you back on path. And through a lot of different ways, it really shifted me into this way. And so when I said a couple years ago I made another shift, it was to really just step into this piece. Because for me, what I felt at that time is, if in my world everything is energy, frequency, vibration, and manifesting is activating a particular energy so that you come into a vibrational match to it, so it shows up on the physical, I was like, I want to help people release what's keeping them stuck and really just step into all of their divine power so they can have the things that they desire, and bridging the gap from where they are to where they want to be, and really collapsing that timeline. so that any idea of, well, it must take so long, or it must be this, or it must be that, it's just unsticking all those limiting beliefs and thoughts and patterns that are deeply rooted, releasing it, activating your divine power, and turning on that magic and that transformation.
What I love most about this is when we worked together in 2014 or whatever, you were doing that too, right?
Like, yeah, it's always
exactly what the process you took me through. I came in, I was like unsure if I was going to quit my business, or I was basically came in with, I don't know what to do. And you in 90 days helped me focus in, you like highlight my magic and really get clear on what it is I wanted and execute it. And like, that was huge for me. And it's part of my story of like, I made my first $5,000 month with this online program. You know, I went from being a dietitian in 12 different clinics to online and going away and meditating and traveling because of the process we did. And I'm not surprised, like, we got connected, because that's what I do too. I help people, I bridge the gap and make it smaller with my strategic plans. And like, it's all just about helping people get from A to B with a shorter timeline. And I love that you did that exact process with me. That was a while ago, right? That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what? And what you do too, Steph, is so powerful. Like that clarity is massive. As soon as you're clear, it unlocks so much. So giving them the strategies and giving them the tools and bringing that clarity that you do for everyone here is so powerful, because it takes something that might feel fuzzy and is sort of diluted to just like you really zone in. And when they feel supported through you, which you do so beautifully, like I said to everyone, like Steph is pure magic. When you do that, it just like the momentum that someone can capture in their business is huge.
Okay, so I don't know if you realize this, but my whole business is based around 4-step process that I did to take my business online and full time, which is the work that you and I did together. So
I love it.
My whole business is actually just the process you taught me.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love it.
And the first step is clearing space, clearing clutter, because we can't, there's no room if we don't do that. And yeah. And then the second step is focusing in. The third step is creating a financial action plan. The fourth step is actually creating income and bringing it in. So that's what we did when I went from having no idea what I was going to do to full-time in my business online with a signature product program. And yeah, had my first $5,000 month, which for me was enough. Like that was my number that it created ease for me to quit my day job or my corporate job. So yeah, thank you.
I love that. I feel so honored. That's amazing. That's so amazing. And everyone here who's tuning in, like everyone was guided to Steph's program for like, they had that nudge. So you're exactly where you're meant to be. And when you, like you've got the magic right in the program to unlock everything that someone needs. So I know everyone must, but whoever listens to this, like feel really good and really confident in the care that you're at with Steph, because she's lived it, she's breathed it, she's shown it. And the fact that you get to have that as a guide in what you're sharing with everyone is so powerful to give them that tools to unlock it all.
Oh, thank you. And I love that you touched on the leveraged income in the community, because that's how I grew my nutrition brand. And that's how I'm currently growing my business. And I always bring people in and work together, you know, whether it's bringing, you know, my mentors in like yourself. And I had Leanne on last mastermind, and tapping into these people that I look up to, and bringing in the people that collaborate with my nutrition and the wellness world. And I've gotten to a space where I'm currently like, oh, I did that 15 years ago because of this. And there was this space of like, I don't know what that's for. It's happening because I'm living in alignment. It feels right. I don't know what it's for, but it's happening. And then now I'm at a space where I'm like, oh, that's why all that happened. And I'm like,
yes,
in this pivotal point, in this like very much, so much clarity in my current state. So no wonder you and I just reconnected after that many years is because I am back in that frequency after being a little niggled up there with having a kid and yada yada, working for other people for a few years. And it's like, oh yeah, that's why this is happening, because the frequencies are aligning again. So I'm going to put this recording up for our mastermind students, but with your permission, I'd love to just share it also to my public pages because it's so valuable.
Yeah, go for it. Share away. I know I always just trust in the flow, like how everything unfolds. So my hope is that when you tune in, when others tune in, they can walk away with something that will just shift them, you know, into that aha, or they'll say, that's what I needed to hear. Something will hit.
I love it. Okay. I'm going to stop recording and then,